April Fool's. A lot of different pranks. Businesses got into it. Just a couple, like there was Velveeta-inspired hair dye. Oreo Cookie did the cookie and cream divorce where they were no longer going to be putting them together. Domino's said they were no longer going to be putting pineapple on pizza. You still don't know whether or not the hot dog flavored seltzer is a real thing or not.
That seems to be a real thing still at 7-Eleven. I've heard no update.
What April Fool's pranks did you pull? A few from listeners. John said, I changed my wife's birthday on Facebook to be April 1st. So she spent all day yesterday confused about why she was getting a happy birthday message.
Oh, no. that's annoying.
Yeah. Rachel said, not this year, but last year I painted my husband's soap bar with clear nail polish.
Oh.
Let it dry, put it back in the shower. It would not lather no matter how hard he tried.
What is wrong with the soap? It's defective.
I know. It's like, this soap is trash. Bobby said, I switched up the order of my boyfriend's clothes drawers. He was not amused.
Oh, yeah, no, that took some time. And then it's like, you don't know where anything is.
Yeah, especially in the morning when you're like half asleep, you're rummaging, you're like, where's my underwear?
Oh, wow. That's pretty great. Creative.
That's funny. Wendy, my dad once printed out a bunch of pictures of Jim Parsons. Long story.
Okay.
He's from Sheldon, right?
Yeah. Big Bang Theory?
Jim Parsons, and stuck them in ridiculous places around the house for everyone to find. We were finding him and laughing about it for months.
That's hilarious and random.
And so random.
Wow.
Jim Parsons. All right. Dane has given me Pam Beasley vibes here. Pam Beasley, the receptionist from the beloved sitcom The Office.
I never knew her last name. I just knew her as Pam.
Dana said, our favorite pizza place cuts their pizzas into strips. So my husband and I have been going there weekly for years. I worked it out with the owner that the guys are going to cut our pizza into traditional triangle slices. Ha! I thought of this prank last year, and I've been waiting to use it for months.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was a hit. Here's how it went down. They brought our pizza out. We reached for our slices. What's this? He asks, lifting his obvious triangle slice into the air. No, we can't have this. When do they start this?
He says, really threw him off.
Yeah, staring at his slice, holding it a little higher. He's disgusted. I love it. Success. I start laughing, told him what I'd done. He had the exact reaction to the triangle slices that I knew he'd have. I am so happy. He was tickled. He's also glad it was a prank because he wants his pizza strips back.
Oh, wow. Yeah, once you like what you like you get used to it, it can throw off
that
your
is,
universe.
It's so funny. it was such a harmless little cute prank that
but
she had
got
pulled.
The reaction she knew she was gonna get. It was so worth it. I'm so glad she got the payoff she needed.
Hang on a second, triangles. and tell me
as
if
it makes it taste different.
I was just gonna say it does.
It does not.
It does.
It does not.
When my girls were younger and we'd make pizza at home, I'd always ask them if they want party squares or triangles. And they would switch every time. They'd be like, all right, we want party squares today, Dad. We'd call them party squares as opposed to strips. And then
squares. That's fun.
Yeah. So anyways, good.
Now, can you eat more party squares? I would think that determines like how many pieces you get to have, right? If they're the big triangles, you're going to eat less of those because you're eating more pizza each time, right?
Kelly, you're thinking way too far into this.
Oh, I'm just looking into the psychology behind the way that you slice your pizza.
Okay, there you go. Thanks for the pranks. It's 99.7 DJX.